All right, it's 2:20 here on Sports Radio 96.7 1310 The Ticket. Live at Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2023 at the Plano Center, where we were about 4 hours away or so from the Time Wasters taking the stage.
I just know we're 2 hours away from talking to Mike Bone.
That's right. Little Mike and Funny Bone are going to be out here in just a little bit.
Look
forward to that. That's a huge moment. I can't believe you saw them like live.
Very start. The first night they were on TV, and I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever witnessed.
Yeah, they were on America's Got Talent back when Howard Stern was the judge, and Howie Mandel, and what was the girl's name?
A Spice Girl and
Scary Spice.
Scary Spice, and then what was the model that was on that?
Heidi Klum.
Yeah, Heidi Klum. She liked him too.
Yeah, they were really good, and now they're on a TV show and Reservation Dogs, which I love. It's a great feel good show. So, a couple of segments ago, Georgie, I'm glad you're here.
Yes,
Davey's here too.
I'm glad Davey's here.
We were talking about you punting, like just kind of stepping in and getting a punt off.
Mm-hmm. At a North Texas practice.
Right.
I was in my early 30s.
And about how we've all talked about, like, hey, let's just step in and play football at whatever level.
Yeah.
You're like, just, I'm going to go play college football even though I didn't play football past 10th grade.
Yeah, it looks easy enough.
Right.
Back when you were in your 20s, could you get full extension, like your leg would hit your face mask?
I can't kick, but back then, I could punt a ball 40 yards back then.
But how was your extension?
Actually,
how far up would your leg go?
I mean, it didn't look like a real punter, but I learned how to, you know, hit it off that hard part of your foot there on the outside, and I could spiral it.
But more like a rugby kick?
Yeah, I wouldn't think my leg would get up like, you know, like the old Bobby Lane pictures or something
right,
where it's
right.
Like over my head. But, yeah, I could punt. It would have to be in a game like 30 yards because it'd go 40 yards in the air, but it's really only a 30-yard punt.
So at TCU in like 1991, I'm a junior, and one of my buddies back then was on the soccer team. TCU had a pretty good soccer team back then, and he was super elite. He was like a ball-handling wizard. He went on to play like
the indoor?
Early version of like MLS and stuff like that. Like
okay.
He went to Colorado and played, and his name's Rex Roberts.
But he was little.
Yeah, Rex is. He's still alive. He's 5'7", something like that.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll give him 5'7". But he was super elite soccer player, all right? And I don't remember the whole story, and I texted him because he was listening earlier about just walking in and playing football, and George was like, it's impossible to do it. You can't even, you know, you punt, whatever. So the TCU punter got hurt, and I think
– this is mid-'80s when Jim Wacker was there.
This is early 90s, so it may have been
– Sullivan?
Yeah, Pat Sullivan. There may have been like open tryouts for a punter.
Mid-season?
Early in the season.
Okay.
And Rex was like, I mean, I can kick a soccer ball. I'm sure I can punt. And he walks right over to practice. Never played football in his life.
Wow.
Never punted a football one time?
Nope. And won the job and averaged 40 yards a kick that year.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. He said he was listening. He goes, I disagree with you guys. I had never punted before, and as a fifth-year senior soccer player, had a 40-yard average with 37 punts, and he never got touched.
Okay, but he's at least a college athlete, though.
And yes.
At least, and as you were saying, an elite athlete playing at the collegiate level, he must have been a heck of an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A very good athlete. But still.
Fast twitch.
Dedamore was never an elite athlete. And we're talking about putting him at running back.
Yeah, no. No. Can't happen. I'd forgotten about that story, and that almost seems like that's too good to be true.
That's amazing.
Yeah, let's do a 30 for 30 on that.
There should be on Rex.
Didn't this year Ole Miss have to go get a student body punter or kicker or something?
Kathy Ireland. She came on.
Okay, that was a movie. That was not a documentary. Of what were they?
Texas
the Armadillos,
State.
Texas State, yeah.
before there actually was a Texas State.
No, but I remember Lane Kiffin talking about, yeah, we had to go to the frat houses. And
well, hell, we had Nate Boyer on, you know, the dude that he'd never played football before in his life and went and played at Texas and ended up winning the long snapper job for 3 years at the age of 30 or whatever
after he
was.
Came back from combat. 20,
I think 28.
Yeah, 28 years
on.
Old. And so, you know.
He and my son were in that special teams combine together in Arizona.
Nate?
Yeah. That's really? Where I met him, yeah. Really nice dude.
So Nate said that he got a couple of camp visits, right? He didn't make it.
He
but
did. Yeah, remember, preseason, he snapped for Seattle.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's how he kind of came into contact with Colin Kaepernick. He was a fascinating interview the other day.
Like, yeah, he was great.
Yeah, that guy's, he's.
I love Nate.
That's a sharp character right there.
And, you know, and all that came down on Colin Kaepernick, and that was Nate's idea.
I know.
Yeah,
that was his idea as a veteran. Okay, this won't, as a veteran, someone who was in combat and saw people die, this will not offend me if you do this.
Yeah.
And he does that, and the whole world goes crazy.
Yeah, because as we were talking to him at the Super Bowl, and he goes through the story of meeting with Colin in a hotel lobby, and they talked for like 3 hours, and they came up with this compromise. And he was like, and then he went out and did it. And we were like, and that fixed everything.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
Well, the world lost its mind.
Yeah, think about that, too. But like, he's the one that mentioned it. And he even said, he goes, look, for me, having been in combat and having seen people die, that song does mean a lot to me. But it also, he's like, I also understand where he's coming from.
Sure.
And what his stance is. And as someone who's been in combat, this is the way to do it. Well, I'd rather him stand, but I understand what he's doing.
Well, and he was saying it's important for you as the quarterback and the leader of the team to be with your teammates, not sitting on the bench with your head hung down during the anthem.
Right.
What if Kaepernick never would have left the locker room? And would anybody have ever known ever?
No one,
and it never would have been a thing, right?
Never would have known.
You had four or five guys from each team in the locker room during the thing, and they and no one would ever said a word.
Somebody would have eventually written about it.
Like, hey, where were you?
Yeah.
You guys got to.
Have you
to
noticed that Kaepernick's never out there for the anthem?
Yeah, he always takes a poop right before the game.
He's so nervous he has to poop.
All right, we have an AMA we have to get to.
Yes.
Davey and I do.
Hardline AMA if you're interested.
Join us if you would like.
Let's go.
And then we have another roundtable coming up next, and that features the likes of apparently Dan McDowell and others.
Eh?